Welcome back to the deep dive. So, I was sitting with my coffee this morning, just kind of scrolling through my feed.
The usual doom scroll.
The usual, yeah. And I just had this moment of genuine confusion. I swear every third post was some mind-blowing demo of a new AI video tool.
It really feels like a Cambrian explosion for generative video, doesn't it?
It does. That's the perfect term for it. I mean, we went from AI can barely draw a hand to...
Or AI is making short films, and it feels like it happened in, what, 6 months?
It's completely overwhelming. I see one post that says, this tool replaces Hollywood. And then the next one is, no, wait, this one replaces your camera crew?
And then the next one is, here's a tool that animates your cat.
Exactly. And for anyone listening, whether you're a tech person, a marketer, or, just someone who wants to make a funny video for your friends, the signal-to-noise ratio is just awful.
Right. You're left asking, do I need to be some kind of prompt engineer? Do I need a $5,000 computer?
Or is any of this actually for me?
And that's really the core problem we're going to tackle today. Because while all the headlines are screaming revolution, the reality is these tools are building very different futures.
They're not just flavors of the same ice cream.
No, not at all. They're entirely different food groups.
I love that. Okay, so today we are stepping into the ring with three absolute heavyweights. First, we've got the one everyone's whispering about, OpenAI's Sora.
The mysterious one.
Then we have the current industry darling for the pros, Runway's Gen 3 Alpha. And finally, the sleeper giant that's probably already in your pocket, YouTube's Dream Screen.
And our mission here isn't just to, read off a spec sheet. Anyone can Google that. We're going to look at the DNA of these tools, the philosophy behind them.
Ah, okay.
Because once you understand what they were built for, you realize they aren't really even competing for the same person.
Exactly. We want to help you figure out which tool fits your creative mission. So whether you secretly think you're the next Christopher Nolan,
or you're just trying to make a killer YouTube short to make your friends laugh,
we're going to figure out which path is for you.
Let's do it.
Okay, let's unpack this. The contenders. We have to start with the one that basically broke the internet. OpenAI's Sora. I remember that video of the woman in Tokyo.
Oh, yeah. The rainy street.
The reflection in the puddles. It looked like actual magic. What is going on under the hood there?
So if you really dig into their technical papers, OpenAI is very careful with their language. They don't really call it a video generator.
What do they call it?
They call it a world simulator.
A world simulator. Okay, that sounds incredibly ambitious.
It is. It's like something out of the Matrix.
So what does that mean in practice?
It means the model isn't just guessing which pixel goes where. It's actually trying to simulate the physics of the scene.
Physics, like?
Like object permanence, 3D space, how light bounces off things.
Okay, object permanence. I haven't heard that since Psych 101.
But it's so crucial here. In older AI models, if a person walked behind a tree,
the AI would just forget about them.
Exactly. They'd come out the other side wearing a different shirt, or they'd be a different person entirely. The classic AI morph.
Right.
Sora tries to solve that by building a coherent 3D space in its mind. So it understands that the car that drove into the tunnel is still in the tunnel.
Which makes it the ultimate tool for filmmakers who need that crazy level of realism.
That's the DNA. It's for people who want to trick your eye into believing what you're seeing is real.
So it's less a painter and more a physics engine.
Fascinating. Okay, so that's Sora. Next up, Runway Gen 3 Alpha. Now, these guys have been around for a bit. They seem very plugged into the art scene.
They are. And if Sora is a simulator, Runway is the artist's brush. The team there is laser focused on the creative professional.
I mean, creative professionals are.
Let's be honest, they're control freaks.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I've got editor friends who will lose their minds if a shadow is like 3 degrees off.
And they should.
Yeah.
Because in a professional workflow, randomness is a total nightmare. You can't tell your client, sorry, the AI decided the car should fly away. So how does Runway give them that control?
The big one is a feature called the motion brush.
Right, I've seen this. It looks like Photoshop for video.
That's basically it. So say you have a still image of a waterfall. With other tools, you type, make it move, and who knows what happens.
The sky might start swirling or something.
Right. With Runway, you can literally paint over just the water and tell it to flow down, then paint the clouds and tell them to drift right.
Okay, that is a huge difference. You're directing the AI, not just making a request.
Precisely. That's why it's becoming the industry standard for advertising music videos anywhere you need to dictate the shot.
Okay, so we have the simulator and the artist's brush. That brings us to our third one, YouTube Dream Screen. This one just feels different.
It is distinctly different. I call Dreamscreen the creator's toy.
A toy.
And I mean toy with a lot of respect. It implies it's playful, accessible, low stakes.
It's still built on some serious Google tech, though, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's running on their top-tier VO and Imogen models.
Yeah.
But the application is totally different. It's built right into the YouTube Shorts camera.
So this isn't for making a movie. This is for...
the vlogger, the person holding their phone, needing a cool background right now. It's not about perfection. It's about expression.
Okay, I think we've got the layout. Sora for realism, Runway for control, Dreamscreen for speed. But let's get into the nitty-gritty. Round one, visual fidelity.
Right, because we all just assume that more realistic equals better.
And that's not always the case. Let's use an example from the research, a prompt like, a cyberpunk detective crying in the rain.
Okay, classic Blade Runner vibe.
If you put that into Sora or Runway, you're going to get something that looks like it's straight out of a movie. Photorealistic.
Cinema grade stuff.
Yeah.
The neon reflecting in the tears, all of it.
Which is what we think we want. We always say, I want it to look real.
Usually. But here's the twist. Put that same prompt into Dreamscreen, and the result is going to be, well, softer. Maybe a little more painterly or abstract. It won't look like an 8K movie.
So on the surface, it seems worse.
It might seem that way. But you have to ask, what is this video for? Dreamscreen is designed for green screen videos, which means you, the creator, are standing in front of it.
Okay. I see where this is going.
We call it the supporting actor theory. If that background is so realistic and detailed that I'm staring at it.
Then I'm not looking at you. I'm not listening to what you're saying.
The background is stealing the show.
That's such a good point. It's like bad set design in a play. If it's too distracting, you miss the whole point.
Exactly. Google seems to have tuned Dreamscreen to be interesting enough to stop the scroll, but not so detailed that it pulls focus from the creator.
And it solves a practical problem, too. If I'm filming myself on a grainy selfie camera in a badly lit room.
And you put a perfect, pristine Hollywood render behind you.
It looks awful, like a bad cutout.
It creates this uncanny valley of quality. But if the background is a little abstract or painterly, your grainy footage blends right in. It feels like an aesthetic choice, not a mistake.
So what some people see as a flaw, that it looks a bit fake, is actually the entire point.
It's a feature, not a bug.
Okay, so round one is a tie, depending on who's supposed to be the star. Let's move to round two, and this one personally stresses me out, the workflow war.
The gap here is just massive.
Let me just paint the picture. If I want to use Runway, let's pretend I have access to Sora.
Right.
Here's my afternoon. Step one, log into a website. Or worse, Discord, which is, you know, just this intimidating wall of text.
It's not user-friendly. It's a developer space.
Right. So step two, type my prompt. Step three, wait. Maybe 2 minutes, maybe 10 minutes. The server is thinking.
That rendering time is the absolute killer of creativity.
Finally, it's done. Step four, download to my PC. Step five, airdrop it to my phone because that's where I edit my shorts. Step six, import it into another app. I mean, I'm exhausted just describing it.
It's a high-friction workflow. It works if you're getting paid to sit at a desk all day.
But for someone who just has a funny idea.
It's a nightmare. Now compare that to Dreamscreen.
Go ahead.
Step one, open the YouTube app. Step two, type your prompt. Step three, wait 6 seconds.
6 seconds.
6 seconds. Step four, hit record.
That's the whole game right there. Yeah. That's the difference between I'll do this right now and I'll do it later, which means never.
It's what photographers say. The best camera is the one you have with you. The best AI tool is the one that doesn't make you wait 10 minutes to find out your idea was bad.
And you can iterate so fast. If a Dreamscreen video looks bad after 6 seconds, who cares? You just type something else.
It changes creation from planning a masterpiece to just having a conversation.
Okay, workflow war goes to Dreamscreen, hands down. But now, the elephant in the room, round three, cost.
And this is where the battle lines are drawn. Generative video is incredibly expensive on a compute level.
Why is it so much more than, say, text?
Just think about the data. A text response is tiny. A video is 24 distinct, coherent images per second. The GPU power for that is orders of magnitude higher.
So somebody has to pay for those servers. Let's start with the expensive ones.
Runway starts around $15 a month, but that's for a limited number of credits. And if you want high resolution, or to remove the watermark.
The credits burn fast. Oh, I hate credit anxiety. You're just sitting there sweating, wondering if your prompt is worth 50 cents.
Exactly. Heavy users can easily spend close to $100 a month. And Sora will likely be behind the $20 ChatGPT Plus subscription or even more.
Professional tools, professional price tags, and Dream Screen.
100% free.
Unlimited
generations.
Okay, hold on. Nothing is free. Why is Google doing this? They have to be losing a fortune.
They are. But it's not about selling a video tool. It's a platform war. They are terrified of TikTok.
The battle for eyeballs.
That's it. They're subsidizing these huge compute costs to remove every single barrier for you to create on YouTube Shorts instead of TikTok.
So we're just benefiting from a billionaire cage match between Google and TikTok.
Pretty much, yeah. And as a creator, you should absolutely take advantage of that.
I am all for free stuff. Okay, let's make this practical. If you're listening, grab your phone. Unless you're driving, please don't do this while driving.
Okay, tutorial time. It's really simple.
Open the YouTube app. Tap the big plus icon at the bottom.
Then hit create a short.
And on the right-hand toolbar, you'll see an icon for green screen. Tap that.
And this is the key part. Once you're in that mode, look for a sparkly icon. It might be a pencil with stars, or it might just say Dream Screen.
Follow the sparkles. The universal AI symbol for magic happens here. Then you just type. What should people type? They always freeze up.
The source material says to get weird with it. Don't just type beach. Try something that doesn't exist, like flying through a tunnel of popcorn in outer space.
I love that. Tunnel of popcorn.
The AI gives you four options. You tap one, put your face in the frame, and hit record.
But there's always a but. What should we avoid?
This is the pro tip. Dream Screen, like most of these models, struggles with specifics. Number one, do not try to generate human faces in the background.
Oh, God, no. The nightmare fuel faces.
Yes. Distorted eyes, too many teeth. It's not optimized for that. Also, avoid text.
The weird alien hieroglyphics.
Exactly. It understands the idea of a sign, but it can't spell.
So what's the sweet spot?
Environments, textures, fantasy landscapes, things like underwater neon city or a forest made of candy. They work beautifully because they're abstract.
Forest made of candy. I can already think of 10 video ideas for that.
Play to his strengths. It wants to build worlds, not characters. You be the character.
Okay, we have explored the landscape. What is the final verdict? Which way do I go?
It really is surprisingly clear. If you're an aspiring filmmaker, if you want to make the next Star Wars, and you need absolute control, pay for Runway or wait for Sora. The quality is worth the money. But if you are a content creator, a vlogger, an influencer, Dream Screen is the winner. Mm-hmm. Not because it has the most pixels, but because it removes the obstacles.
And it's free.
And free is a very hard future to beat.
It really feels like it's democratizing this technology, moving it from a lab into your living room.
That's a great way to put it. And I want to leave you with one final thought on this. We often think of creativity as this big planned thing, a masterpiece. That's the Sora model.
Right.
But a tool like Dream Screen, it changes creation into something spontaneous. You can have a crazy thought and see it on your screen 6 seconds later. That's a fundamentally different kind of art.
It's the difference between an oil painting and a sketch on a napkin. And sometimes that sketch has more energy.
Exactly. And in the world of social media, energy usually wins.
All right, so here's the challenge to you listening. Open the app today. Try a prompt that makes absolutely no sense. The source suggested a rainstorm of cats.
Which I also really need to see.
Try it. See what happens when you just lower the stakes and play. Let us know if the cats are terrifying.
Oh, it'll be terrifying.
But that's half the fun. Thanks for diving in with us. We'll see you on the next one.
Keep creating.